Thank you for tuning in to Positive Vibe Station, PVS. It is Tuesday, February 19th, 2019, and it is 12:52 p.m. Eastern Time here in Toronto, Ontario, Markham to be exact. Consistency. Thank you for tuning in to Positive Vibe Station, PVS. Watch PVTV on Snapchat. New series, Life of Positive Vibes. My Snapchat username is PositiveVibes82. Patience. Thank you for tuning in to Positive Vibe Station, PVS. Anchor.fm. Download the Anchor app today and start that podcast. And have it shared automatically to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Radio Public, Breaker, Pocket Casts, and many more.
The only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking and don't settle. As with all matters of the heart, you'll know when you find it. Sometimes life's going to hit you in the head with a brick. Don't lose faith. I'm convinced that the only thing that kept me going was that I loved what I did. You've got to find what you love. So you have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. You have to trust in something. Your gut, destiny, life, karma, whatever. Because believing that the dots will connect down the road will give you the confidence to follow your heart, even when it leads you off the well-worn path. And that will make all the difference. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary.
You can listen to Positive Vibe Station PVS on Anchor.fm. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Radio Public, Breaker, CastBox, Overcast, Pocket Casts, and Stitcher. Focus on the honey in life. Connect with Positive Vibes by email positivev101@gmail.com. Facebook, YouTube, TikTok is Positive Vibes 101. Instagram is positivevibes_101. Snapchat, Twitter, Pinterest is positivevibes82. Thank you for tuning in to Positive Vibe Station, PVS.
My success is a product of some level of skill, but I do think I win because I outwork people. I really do believe that. I do believe that 100%. And I'm not sure that if my dad didn't set that example, that I'd even have the ability to think one could work that hard. The fact that I've been working 19 hours a day, every day for the last 20 years, is easy for me. It's the only gig. gear I knew, right? I was poor. I sucked shit at school. It was the only gear I had. You know, I think you need to recognize that that your biggest advantage is that you're hungrier than your competitor. And that if you're not applying your one advantage, which is your work ethic and the hours that you have to put into your business, well, then you're going to come up short. I sit here with enormous assumptions around all of you that you're just too soft to beat me. Right? That I think that you've had it better and that that alone doesn't allow you to beat me. Somebody will come with a counterculture point of view and be like, Gary, that's cool, but I don't have to work that hard because I'm working smarter. Yeah, me too, asshole. I work hard and smart. Now what? There's a 12-hour, 10-hour, 8-hour, 15-hour work day. You can finish a lot of things in those 18, 12, 9 hours, or you can finish medium amounts of things or lightweight things. People focus on too many small details. Way too many people in this room are going to spend the next 30, 40 years of their lives trying to check the boxes of the things that they're not as good at, and that you're going to waste a fuckload of time and lose. I highly recommend for all you hustlers, because there's a lot of you, that are always talking about, Gary, I do work hard. And you do. You work for 16 hours. Some people just don't have the attention span or the capacity to remember. Or, like, there's a lot of things I can't learn. I was a very poor student because the subject matter bored me. And if I was forced to become great at understanding the great artists of the 20th century, I'm in big trouble. And so I would tell people to bet on their strengths. You need to bet on your strengths and don't give a fuck about what you suck at. And to put themselves in a position to win with their strengths, because that is absolutely the straightest line to success. Greatness comes from adversity and looking the challenge in the eye and having the intestinal fortitude to kind of to step up and go after it.
Positive vibes. I wear the mask. Main concept, don't judge a book by its cover. Main goal, spreading the positivity any way possible. Keep your head up and keep moving forward. Hey, positive vibes, positive vibes. I know a place where you can get some positive vibes.